one piece that I was particularly taken with the kids was not actually with the vegetables that we brought in, but it was with the soil. And this was September and early October, and you know, you spend that whole first weeks coming back to school reminding kids what they know and reminding them how when I'm asking for this or when we're writing this, you know, what types of words you need to bring into your writing. So we were looking for descriptive vocabulary and using our senses. So, you know, how does it look? How does it feel? How does it taste? How does it smell? And Kat had set us up with different stations, and the children started at a station that had this big gnarly carrot, and it had its greens on it, and the kids had to, you know, close their eyes and feel it. What did it feel like? What did it look like? And the vocabulary that they pulled out, you know, mountainous, and that the leaves were feathery and ticklish when they rubbed it on their face. You know, that was all great. But then we had one table that just had a big bin, you know, a shovel full of soil. And they're feeling it, and it's all kind of the sensation, I guess, is really, you know, that it was gritty and damp and cool, and they were coming up with all of this. And then someone smelled it and said, you know, it doesn't really smell bad, where they expected that it would smell, you know, it'd be dirty, you know, it wouldn't smell good. And someone suggested, probably one of the adults in the room, earthy, that's kind of an earthy smell. And this group of children used that word for 3 weeks. Everything. So would you think this was earthy? Is this earthy? And we talked about going out and kicking up leaves and what did that smell like? And I, you know, brought to them that when I'm out here with you, it reminds me of my childhood and that how powerful that sense of smell is. But it's one that, unless other senses are closed down, sometimes it's not as strong. So that was wonderful. And their poetry, what we ended up doing was having them just use their descriptive words. So they started with soil, and then maybe they described it dark, brown, gritty. And then, you know, so it went like that, and I have the samples around. I'll have to get them out. But it really kind of built up their vocabulary again, and that's a really big part of this age in school, is to remind them that there's so many ways to describe something and what, you know, how powerful their writing can become when they make it descriptive enough that their reader feels like they're there. And I think with their poetry, they were able to do that. And it was having that hands-on experience, kind of getting their hands down into the soil.